We're reading from the article, The Purpose of Religion and Its Essence, starting with His guidance is purposeful guidance. His guidance is purposeful guidance. By observing nature's systems, we understand that any being of the four types, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking as a whole and in particular, are under a purposeful guidance, meaning a slow and gradual growth by way of cause and consequence, as a fruit on a tree which is guided well towards its final outcome of becoming a sweet and fine-looking fruit. Go and ask a botanist how many phases the fruit undergoes from the time it becomes visible until it is completely ripe. Not only do its preceding phases show no evidence of its sweet and fine-looking end, but, as if to anger, they show the opposite of the final outcome. That is, the sweeter the fruit is at its end, the more bitter and unsightly it is in the earlier phases of its development. And so it is with the animate and speaking types. The beast, whose mind is little at its end, is not so wanting while it grows. Whereas man, whose mind is great at his end, is very flawed while developing. A day-old calf is called an ox, meaning it has the strength to stand on its own legs and walk, and the intelligence to avoid hazards on its way. But a day-old infant lies seemingly senseless. Should one who is not accustomed to the conducts of this world examine these two newborns, he would certainly conclude that the human infant will amount to nothing and the calf will become a new Napoleon. Meaning, if he were to judge by the wisdom of the calf compared to the senseless and mindless child. Thus, it's evident that his guidance over the reality that he has created is in the form of purposeful guidance, without taking into consideration the order or the phases of development, for they deceive us and prevent us from understanding their purpose, being always opposite to their final shape. It is about such matters that we say there is none so wise as the experienced. Only one who is experienced has the opportunity to examine creation in all its phases of development, all the way through its completion, and can calm things down so as to not to fear those spoiled images that creation undergoes in the phases of its development, but believe in its fine and pure end. The reason for this gradual order that is mandatory for every being is thoroughly explained in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there is nothing more to add here. Thus, we have thoroughly shown the conducts of his guidance in our world, which is only a purposeful guidance. The attribute of goodness is not at all apparent before creation arrives at its completion. its final ripeness. On the contrary, it rather always wears a clock of corruption, a cloak of corruption in the eyes of the beholders. Thus, you see that the Creator bestows upon His creatures only goodness, but that goodness comes by way of purposeful guidance.
Moscow 1.
И здесь вначале очень так ярко прозвучало, что вот обратись к ботанику.
He writes here very clearly that you can ask the botanist about the qualities of a certain fruit. But we don't really see that they're engaged in the fruit itself particularly, but it's more about the entire plant. So what is he saying?
He wants to say something simple, that if you go and research nature, you'll see how something has to be developed at the end, and in the beginning of its development, from birth till all the days close to birth, he seems very weak, that isn't able to do anything. But we, as experienced ones, know that specifically in this way that he grows, he will reach great things. Because that's how nature is. That in a gradual way, slow way, if something develops, the desire develops, so eventually it reaches the correct development. That's what he wants to say here. Okay.
Tov. PT 19.
PT
19.
Why does he say here to deceive us, etc., etc., that we always see the opposite to the final state? Why do we need to be deceived all the time?
We feel according to what's right today, now. I look at a horse and I see, wow, what a beautiful, tall, strong horse. And he's young. So what will he reach? He will probably be smart and something special. Because if it's 6 months or a year, he reaches what he did, what'll come later on 10 years from now? That's what I think. But truthfully, it's not like that. That 10 years from now, this horse won't even live, maybe. How long do horses live for?
I feel that it really doesn't help us. It's the contrary.
It confuses us, so we can see from this that we don't go according to what our eyes see.
But how do you overcome these things? Because everything's the opposite.
You're looking at the still vegetative and animate and speaking humanity, and you can't say that the Chinese have a few billion and they have a few thousands. And they're smart a bit, or they're dumb more, or so on. You don't know. You don't know the degrees of development and the forms and the process. That's why we cannot speak about what we see something on its own as if it's prepared. That's why it's written, don't show work to a fool in the middle of the work, because the fool already determined according to that what he gets.
In general, creation wants to help us overcome the obstacles, the hard work. So, what's the reason? Or what can really help us turn these things around?
So first of all, not to look at what we see as it being final, but to understand that we see everything on the way of development. And in this development, everyone is in a different pace, and in a different form, and in a different role. And that's why the small one will become greater, and the big one will might completely get off stage soon. So we aren't the ones who should determine this, just to make sure or be concerned of our correction, and not someone else's. As much as I can bring myself closer to the right correction, Tugmal Tikkun, the final correction.
So what you're saying is that it's there to help us, the situation.
Of course it helps me. It helps me to not determine anything. That I don't put myself on the peak of the world and say this has to be this way and that has to be that way and we'll do this and force. You see what happens. Today in the world you have a great example for this. It's very clear that in forces we can't change anything.
So the easiest thing is to annul and accept it as coming from above.
You take care of yourself in your role in reality, and then you won't mistake.
It's very deep.
I see.
Be healthy.
Thank you, hello. The state of not being smart, but the situation where you have this one-day-old calf and a person who was just born, and, you know, is it similar to those like myself that are like wise guys, that I have a grandfather who was a great Kabbalist, etc., etc., or that a person is born that he completely depends on his environment?
The best thing is not to lean on your grandfather, the Kabbalist, or anything around you. Just open the right books and go deep in them and find yourself. And that's how you advance. That's how it has to be. Yes, Dudi.
Someone to ask. Here he gives the example of the fruit, that we see how the fruit develops, and I, you know, if I see an apple, I know what it's supposed to develop into. I see a baby, I know too. I more or less have the form, but when I look at society, when I look at mankind, I don't have the complete picture.
Kabbalists tell you where we have to advance to be one man with one heart, all friends, all connected together with love between us, love your friend as yourself, that this is the future of all of humanity. That the complete fruit that is ripe, that is the form. That's explained to you.
And the intermediate stages that I see how humanity is developing.
The more you develop towards it, you have to be drawn to that form. And whatever comes on the way, so it's forms that we have to go through. Like we learned about in Tu Bishvat, as much as we need to take care of the vegetative degree in order for something to grow from it, what types of work we have to do to it. That's how we learn.
When I see humanity and the condition it's in, it's an intermediate phase. Everything that's going on in the world now, meaning not to touch anything, to look at things from the outside in. How to relate to what goes on?
Only towards connection, no more than that. Love will cover all crimes. Connection above everything. If we try to do it in any possible way or form or state, that is the right step for us. And the contrary, whoever goes to this connection, that they want to subdue the other in forces, they cause a great problem to all of humanity. And to himself more and more.
So maybe what I see is that someone's trying to subdue someone else and control them, but maybe it's part of development. Why do I have to interfere?
No, you're speaking about the third side to find someone. That one overcomes the other and wants to subdue him with force under his control, so he uses his ego, his will to receive. Because in the will to bestow, there is no such thing that you subdue another one by force. So that's one thing. So what to do to someone who sees it? To try and explain, to try and help how this force won't happen, this coercion.
Is there a problem here? It's like the fruit on the tree, and there's a stage where one's controlling the other. Soon we're going to grow smarter and see something else.
Correct, but you can't behave like that. You can leave, and by that you're lengthening the time of correction. That for sure the correction will take place, but it'll take much more time and suffering.
So suppose when humanity looks at a war, there are those that say it's good, those that say it's not.
If you can aid the war to end, so you have to do it. That's what nature is forcing you. The nature of the will to bestow.
But again, it's like I'm interfering in nature. It's like I see a bitter fruit and I interfere or intervene. I shouldn't. It's supposed to develop by itself. If we run a parallel, then where one kills the other.
In the fruit, you don't intervene because you see it's the forces of nature working. And in humans, or even animals, will learn about it. And in humans, you have to intervene because to reach the final correction, the relationships between people have to be corrected. Man will help his friend. And everybody has to reach love your friend as yourself. So wherever you see you can add, you have to add. We're not speaking about a fruit. The fruit has no freedom of choice. That's okay, right? That's clear. Okay. Well, French.
Pourquoi la Soulam nous fait des démonstrations si on ne peut pas les comprendre dans la raison?
I don't understand. What does he mean?
Yaakov, tu peux expliquer?
He's asking why does he explain here about the cause and consequence that comes from spirituality if we can't understand spirituality in our corporeal mind?
No, he explains about forms that exist as nature. He says about a rotten fruit or a sour fruit, or a small person that has no forces, that we have to wait till he develops. And the next stage we need, we'll have to learn about, let's see, tomorrow is that there's two paths, the path of pain and the path of the Torah, that nature still aims us to reach a certain goal, and we'll have no choice. We will need to reach that goal, but we have a path of suffering and the path of Torah, meaning that if we go and bestow in connection between us, in a good bestow towards one another, we'll reach it quicker, or reach the goal quicker. If not, so by blows, but we'll still get there. That's how we need to see the forces working on us. Okay.
No, well, I have women stay here a lot.
Well, maybe the women, few questions.
You mentioned that a fruit has no freedom of choice. Do we?
We have freedom of choice, and we learn what the freedom of choice is, that in each and every place I need to see myself, supposedly that I can bestow to the others, bring them closer to me, and that is our freedom of choice. And if I don't use it, my freedom of choice, so by that, I'm working in the corporeal world to receive the ego. And in this way, I didn't perform my correction at this moment.
Woman Hebrew, איך אני יכול לסייע לסיום המלחמה?
How can I help facilitate the end of the war? How can we help each other end the war?
Only pray and try as much as possible to learn from what's happening. That's it. That still there's what we do is we want it to end quickly. Many people suffer from this, whole countries, even continents, and all of humanity will suffer soon from lack of provision and everything, no supplies, and especially those at war. But what can you do? We still don't see this entire map of the world. And throughout all the history of these nations and what's happening to them and what did happen and to us along with them, why they have to go through such states. Nothing happens for no reason. Nothing is just random. We'll discover as much as these things are part of a system, that they come from the system of connection between everybody. And then we'll have an understanding how we reach the purpose of creation, but still through the path of suffering. We have to learn that in the next part. Two paths, suffering or Torah. So let's hope we'll learn about it tomorrow and understand it more. And thank you for the women and the men. And we'll keep going with God's help tomorrow. I'm really asking what we learned today in the first part of the lesson. Think about it, listen to it. It's very important things. It's about our state in Egypt, how we need to start working when we recognize ourselves in Egypt. So all the best, be good, and we'll see you. We'll see you tomorrow. And for now, Dudi.
Thank you, Rav.
The social team is inviting all the men to participate in our prayers at 3 and at 7:30. For women at 7:30. And in addition, there's a Zoom for women open around the clock. Today, 10 o'clock, the news with Dr. Lightman, 10:30, the writers' meeting. Thank you and all the best.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted.
branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices.